turn this off. You want to get fired. You're just, now you really want to get fired. Okay, so I fired Romy, I fired Jennifer, and now I'm firing you. Turn this song off now. Thank you. That's horrible. The only thing worse than that is Barry Manilow. All right, so everybody's fired. Now it really is Rosie on the house show.
Good job answering the phone by yourself. Good luck, I mean.
Go ahead.
All right, when we still have a vap cooler, we'll be giving away at top or bottom of end of the hour. So well, I guess we never talk about that. But it'll be around the 7:50. We're joined right now online with Bruce Yacko, inventor of the Just Add Water Jaws Cleaning System. Found locally throughout the state of Arizona in your local Bash's retail grocery store. The only place
Bruce
you can find.
Bruce is a family-owned company. May I get a job at Bruce? Maybe y'all can all go work for Bruce.
I was actually waiting to see if you were going to fire him by the end of this segment.
Oh, well, you know, we have a couple hundred people working in our building, plus my kids, and we could always use one more good person in the building, so...
Well, talk about the cleaning line. We've talked about the product. We've talked about the pods. You've got these durable cleaning bottles that last up to 26 uses. So you fill it up, what is that, 16 ounces?
Well, it's actually, they're 27-ounce bottles.
27-ounce bottle probably lasts you a good year for a lot of these cleaners.
Well, you're right. It comes as a full bottle, which is how typically you would buy a bottle of cleaner. But then it also has a refill attached, and you'll find that pretty new bottle. I said there was a sea of sameness where you're going to find this bottle that looks like a water drop that is just beautiful. It's elegant, something you'd be proud to really keep on your counter. But as you're walking down that aisle in Bash's and you notice this unusual shaped bottle, there's a pod, and that pod is attached to the top up by the neck, so you'll see it. And in big letters, it says refill, and so that's the refill.
And what are the cleaning product lines? You've got one specifically formulated for glass.
Yep, and not just glass. You have big screen TVs in your home today. They're all modern-day cleaners for the modern-day home. You know, we have computer screens and iPads and iPods and all those other things. We have big screen TVs. We have multiple sometimes in some homes. We have inside glass. We have outside glass. In Arizona, you have UV-protected glass, and there's no ammonia, butyl, or alcohol or harsh materials in that glass cleaner to destroy or also attack the adhesive on those materials. So really a wonderful, we call it a glass cleaner, but whether it be inside or outside or all those other surfaces you have in your home, it's designed for all of those applications because of how carefully we developed the formula.
And then you have your kitchen cleaner.
Absolutely. Kitchen cleaner, again, nothing drives you crazier than to spend $50,000 rebuilding your kitchen or your bathroom, putting in that wonderful granite or marble surface, and then the first time you clean it with traditional cleaners, it leaves a haze and a residue and all that other stuff. And so we've designed, again, very ecologically safe products, plant-based chemistries, to be able to clean those areas, not leave residues behind. A year, 5, 10 years later, your marble's going to look as good as it did the day you bought it. We have stainless steel refrigerators. We have cooktops and microwaves and things like that that need to get cleaned. And so as a kitchen cleaner, as a non-hazing kitchen cleaner that works does a beautiful job at degreasing and cleaning the kitchen area, it just doesn't leave a haze, and it really is a joy to use.
And you had mentioned a shower cleaner, which is only appropriate since that's the location or the inspiration for the consumer. But then there's a new
shower door, and I have a glass one. You know, one of the bathrooms has a curtain, and the other one has a glass door. And I mean, the water marking on that, and the body oil, and the shampoos, and things like that. It was just horrible to clean, and to have a product where I can actually just spray it on the glass after I shower, rinse it down, as well as the shower walls, and whether it be granite marble or cultured marble or fiberglass shower, it does a beautiful job in terms of after I get done, I spray it on the walls and the shower door, I rinse it down, and I'm done. And so it's not this. I got to go in there with a jackhammer and a chisel to get all the garbage off after a month's time. I just do it on a regular basis, and it just does a beautiful job there.
And there's also the hardwood flooring cleaner, which is, works on laminate wood floors as well. I actually put this product under the kitchen sink at our house and didn't say anything about it. Just the other day, Amanda said, you know, what is this hardwood cleaner you've got? I've really been liking it. We have a lot of little ones, and we've got a laminate wood floor throughout the house, and it gets used regularly.
All right. I've just decided how we're going to give the evap cooler away.
Okay.
Okay. Has to do with our Jaws theme.
Okay.
Okay. I've had Mike Reisch, the fired production engineer, find the Jaws movie theme song.
Jaws the shark, not Jaws
the
shark.
So when you hear the Jaws movie theme song, be the first to call in 1-888-767-4348 and tell us what Jaws stands for, J-A-W-S.
All right.
And you'll win the Honeywell evap cooler.
And I've got one more really quick important question for Mr. Yakko. Can you explain the meaning of Holy Toledo, being from Toledo, Ohio? Is there any correlation there?
Well, I think it started with, I believe, back in John Denver's days, he sang a little song about Toledo, and from what I understand, it was correct. But
Rosie on the House weekly podcast, located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.